Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio broadcast from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening today, and it is our privilege to be on the air. We trust that you'll be able to receive the things that's said and receive a blessing from those things, and that you might be able to live a little closer to the Lord than you have in days gone by. We would like to take this opportunity this morning to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main. Now, South Main is the street just south of the post office, or south of the railroad track, and we're just the second building down from the post office. We're on the same street that the post office is on, and so this is our address. It's 124 South Main, and we meet this morning at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school classes for all ages, and we have good classes and good teachers. We invite you to come. And then at 11 o'clock this morning, we have our morning worship. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have our evening prayer service, and then at 4:30, we begin our worship services. At 7 o'clock each Wednesday night is our midweek Bible study. So these are our services, and you're welcome to come, and we trust that you will. You'll bring your Bibles, you'll bring your families, and you'll study what God's Word has to say. I know that a lot of times people say, I would like to live for God. And yet they never take down their Bibles to find out how to live for God. Sometimes people go by what they feel. And they say, I'm serving God because I feel like I am. And yet, we must serve God according to His Word. That's why He's given us His Bible. And that's why we use the Bible in our classes and in our preaching service. We trust that you'll come, bring your Bible, and study what the Word of God has to say to you. This morning, we'd like to look in the book of John, chapter 20. John, chapter 20, verse 30 and verse 31. This is a message that seemingly I just can't get off my mind. I can't get it off my heart. And I want to preach it again. The book of John, chapter 20. I'd like to speak this morning concerning signs and wonders. The book of John, chapter 20 and verse 30. The Bible said here, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. So, John says that Jesus did many more miracles than the Bible tells us about, specifically the book of John, but also in the whole Bible. I think if all the works of Jesus were written down, the Bible says the world itself could not contain the books about Jesus Christ. But notice what he says here in verse 31. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing ye might have life through His name. This Bible tells me here in John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, that the signs and wonders, the miracles performed by Jesus Christ, they were performed in order that people would understand that Jesus was the Christ, and that believing in Him, that they might have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Very important. Because our salvation is based upon believing, not only just believing the gospel or believing the facts of the gospel, but believing in the power of the God that made the gospel possible. That is, believing on Jesus Christ, trusting Him. You see, that's why the signs were given. And yet today, we find that many times people are looking for not the plain truth of the Word of God, not for just the peace that only God can give. They're looking for spectacular signs and wonders. And so it is in this day, so it was in the days of Jesus Christ. Let me read to you in the book of Matthew, chapter 13. The Bible said here in verse 38, Matthew chapter 13, Matthew 12 and verse 38. The Bible said, then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But Jesus answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. And there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. You know, in Jesus' day, there was a lot of people that was looking for a sign. They were looking for some kind of miracle, some kind of marvelous exhibition of power, that they might believe in the one that had that kind of power. But you know what Jesus told these people? Jesus said, I'm not going to show you a sign except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Now, Jonah was a prophet of God. God had given Jonah the command to go into the city of Nineveh and there to preach that in 40 days God was going to destroy that city if those people didn't repent. But you know the story about how that Jonah decided he didn't want to go to Nineveh. After all, Nineveh was Israel's enemy. So instead of going to Nineveh, Jonah went down and bought passage, got on a ship that was going the other way, down to Tarshish. And you know, the great storm came up. And finally, Jonah confessed to the sailors there. He said, well, I'm the trouble. I'm running from God. And Jonah said, just throw me overboard. You see, Jonah was wanting to die because he knew that God was a merciful God, and Jonah did not want Nineveh to repent. Well, the sailors finally, in desperation, threw Jonah overboard, but instead of Jonah dying, he was swallowed by a whale. The Bible said a great fish that God had prepared. And finally, after 3 days and 3 nights, the fish got sick of Jonah and vomited him up on dry land. Jonah went to Nineveh, and Jonah preached, and the Ninevites repented, just like God said. You know, this is the sign that God, that Jesus Christ said that He was going to give to an evil and an adulterous generation. Did you know that Israel had rejected Jonah as a prophet? And the reason that Israel had rejected Jonah as a prophet of God was because Jonah went down to Nineveh and preached. And the Israelites and the Ninevites, they were enemies. And so because of that, the Israelites turned against Jonah. And do you know that today, that the way of salvation is through Jesus Christ our Lord? And while many people are seeking a sign or a wonder, some kind of miracle, they're looking for something, they've rejected the very Jesus that is able to save their souls. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, came into this world. The Bible said that He was born of a virgin. That virgin conceived in her womb by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ grew up, the Son of the living God, possessing a human body, a body that was without any sin. He grew up, lived, preached the gospel, and died on Calvary's cross. They put Jesus in a grave, and 3 days and 3 nights later, Jesus Christ arose from the dead. He was victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Jesus Christ later ascended up back to His Father. And there Jesus is with His Father right now. But look, what the Israelites did in the days of Jesus Christ when they were looking for a sign is exactly the same thing that is happening today as men look for a sign and reject Jesus Christ, the sign giver. They only want something magnificent. They only want something to behold their eyes upon and to fill the lust of their bodies with. But to worship God, that's not what they want. You see, the plain truth of it is that Jesus Christ was in the grave for 3 days and three nights by His own power. He was raised from the dead and now sits at the right hand of His Father. And He is able to save souls even yet. Many, many people, though, have rejected the plain truth of the gospel message and the power that God has over life. Now, let me read to you what's going to happen to these people that reject the plain truth. You know what happened to Israel in Matthew chapter 12. They asked for a sign, but God did not give them a sign except the sign of the prophet Jonah, whom they had already rejected. The history tells us that Israel in the year 70 AD was overrun by Titus. And they destroyed Jerusalem and ruined the temple and melted it down and got all the gold that was there. It was a prophecy, you see. Now today, men are looking after a sign and rejecting Jesus, who is the only Savior of the world and the sign giver. But what's going to happen to them, what's going to happen to people today that are looking after a sign, is exactly the same thing that happened to Israel when they rejected Jesus. Let me read to you the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in verse 10. The Bible here is talking about Satan, who will rise up. And the Bible said that he will sit in God's throne, showing himself that he is God. Now look, in verse 10, 2 Thessalonians 2 in verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Now listen, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You know what this Bible is telling me? Is that what God did to the Israelites because they rejected Jesus, God will do the same thing to men today because they reject Jesus Christ. He is the Son of the living God. Now somebody would say, now wait a minute, preacher. God would not send strong delusion to anybody. But that's not what my Bible says. My Bible said that God will send them strong delusion. Let me give you this for one example. Saul, the first king of Israel, the Bible said there that God sent an evil spirit from God to Saul, because he rejected and he rebelled against the Word of God. So we better be careful when we say that God won't do some things or that God will do some things. We have to make sure that that's what the Bible said. Now, one more scripture. The book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 24. The Bible says here in this place that in the last days that there will be false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And so we find here a key word. In the book of John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, Jesus gave signs that men might believe. And yet when men did not receive Jesus, then God turns them over to the devil, and the devil is able to give them great signs and wonders. The devil is able to give them what they're looking for. Why? That they might be deceived. Matthew 24 and verse 24. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ is our prayer for you today. We see that our time has gone. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.